Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Biden administration is moving to provide Ukraine with more advanced weapon systems to fight off Russian advances in the eastern Donbas region. As NPR's Giles Snyder reports, the administration will unveil the latest U.S. military aid to Ukraine on Wednesday.
Ahead of the formal announcement, President Biden penned an essay published in the New York Times confirming that the U.S. is sending more advanced rocket systems and munitions to give Ukraine the ability to more precisely hit battlefield targets. Ukraine has been asking for these weapon systems, but there have been concerns that providing them could draw the U.S. directly into the war. The administration says Kyiv gave assurances that they will not be used to strike inside Russia.
NPR's Giles Snyder. Uvalde's Mayor Don McLaughlin is standing by the city's school district's chief of police, Pete Arredondo. McLaughlin says Arredondo is not under investigation over his handling of the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School. The Texas newsroom, Sergio Martinez Beltran, has more.
The shooting at Robb Elementary is still under investigation, including the response by the Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District Police. The Texas Department of Public Safety has already said law enforcement responding to the shooting waited over an hour to enter the classroom where the shooter was, despite multiple calls to 911 from children asking for help. Pete Arredondo, the chief of police of the Uvalde schools, was said to be the commander on the scene and the person who gave the order to wait. Still, Uvalde Mayor Don McLaughlin is standing by his chief. McLaughlin says political leaders who claim they were misled by police regarding the response time are not telling the truth. For NPR News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran in Uvalde.
Funerals were held Tuesday for two 10-year-olds killed in the Uvalde mass shooting. Several people had to be turned away from Amarillo Garza's funeral when the crowd grew too large for the church holding the ceremony. Hours later, mourners also said goodbye to fellow fourth grader Mete Rodriguez. The U.S. Supreme Court has temporarily blocked a Texas law that's aimed at preventing social media companies from removing political speech. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, tech firms warned that the law would flood their platforms with harmful content.
Texas passed a law that would prohibit Facebook, Twitter, and other sites from taking down posts that express a certain viewpoint. The Republican-led state pushed a law after years of conservatives claiming, without evidence, that social media sites are biased against them. But now the Supreme Court is blocking the Texas law from taking effect as a broader legal debate about how the law impacts free expression and safety plays out in lower courts. Courts have historically found that a tech company's content moderation is itself a type of speech protected by the First Amendment. But conservative-led states, including Florida, have passed laws attempting to regulate how political speech is moderated online. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR News. A federal jury has acquitted attorney Michael Sussman of lying to the FBI. Sussman was charged in the special counsel John Durham's probe into the origins of the FBI's Russia investigation. Prosecutors claim he was acting on behalf of Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign when he passed along computer data suggesting a possible link between a Russian bank and the Trump Organization. The FBI's top lawyer, James Baker, testified that Sussman told him he was not representing any client during a meeting they had in 2016, but attorneys for Sussman argued that Baker's claim is hearsay. Beginning next year, the province of British Columbia will become the first in Canada to decriminalize possession of small amounts of illicit drugs for personal use. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the decision comes after the province requested an exemption from the federal government in Ottawa.
Under the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act, it's an offense to possess even small amounts of illicit drugs such as opioids, cocaine, and methamphetamine. With the exemption, people found carrying up to 2.5 grams of those drugs would not be subject to arrest or charges, nor would the drugs be seized. Police will instead offer information on counseling and other support. Vancouver's mayor, Kennedy Stewart, says decriminalizing the simple possession of drugs favors health care over handcuffs and is a groundbreaking step aimed at saving lives. Provincial Health Officer Bonnie Henry says the exemption is less about legal consequences than reducing the stigma and shame around illicit drug use. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
And I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.